Romans chapter 16. Among the 28 people mentioned by name are 9 women, in addition to Rufus's mother in this chapter. Beginning with Phoebe, a deaconess of the church in a town close to Corinth, where Paul wrote this letter, who was the bearer of it. These women had impacted Paul's life by their faithfulness, and he rightly mentions the work of several of them. They had excelled in various ministries of the fledgling New Testament church. Phoebe, for her help to her fellow Christians and to the apostle himself. Priscilla, risking her own neck for Paul's life, endangering her very own life. Mary, who stood out for her hard work among them. Junia, for her fellowship while they were incarcerated. Tryphena and Tryphosa, for their hard work in the Lord. Persis, who earned Paul's affection, and Rufus's mother, who treated Paul as a son. Had there been election in those days in Rome, these women could not even vote, let alone run for office or serve in the Supreme Court. Against a backdrop of a culture of contempt for women's work, Paul makes a difference. He names more men in his farewell, but it is the work of most of the women that he highlights. Women were the ones who were close to Jesus when he was dying on the cross of Calvary and when most of the disciples were afraid to be near him. It was women whom Jesus first appeared when they visited the tomb while still dark on the morning of the resurrection, and was a young woman, the Virgin Mary, whom God the Father trusted the gestation of the Son of God. Chin up! God is keeping track of your service, and one day, one glorious day, he will acknowledge it publicly.